Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Prague Watch. Tonight, you join us in the far meadow, where the atmosphere is very peaceful and tranquil. Various fish are swimming lazily. And in the distance, formal horses are quietly grazing. Suddenly, the peace is shattered by the arrival of a stampeding herd of Gabriels. And what seems to be a rather oversized tiger moth.
Hello, you fellows! It's Pete Jones from Tiger Moth Tales here. You're listening to Prague Watch with Anthony Rosick. Chocks away!
Well, hello to all my friends out there in Prague Land. This is another exciting edition of Prague Watch, and I am your host, Big Tony. This week I'm doing a variety show, and we'll be hearing new music from Spock's Beard, David Cross and David Jackson, and Ben Craven, plus a lot of other cool stuff, including a Progressive Discoveries feature on the new album by the German band Subsignal. Let's start things off with something by the Norwegian band Wobbler. I played some Wobbler a few months back, and got a cool email from a friend of the show and longtime listener, Bill Dunaway. Bill told me that despite his wife's attempts to turn their 7-year-old son into a pop music lover, the young lad seems to have Prague in his veins, undoubtedly inherited from the father. In fact, the boy took a real liking to Wobbler, which he heard while his dad was listening to Prague Watch. How awesome is that? Anyway, I'd like to play another great Wobbler track and dedicate it to the young Master Dunaway. From their latest album, From Silence to Somewhere, released last year, this is Foxlight.
See you. Even if the pieces change, only the journey still remains. Forever must I clear the path on which I walk.
Foxlight by Wobbler from their latest album, From Silence to Somewhere. Dedicated to Bill Dunaway's son, may he continue to have great taste in music. Next up is something new from the duo of David Cross and David Jackson. Mr. Cross, of course, was a member of King Crimson in the 1970s, and Mr. Jackson was with Vandergraff Generator for many years. The two have made an album together called Another Day, and from it, this is Come Again.
Thank you.
Come Again by David Cross and David Jackson from their new collaborative effort called Another Day. Australian progger Ben Craven, who was a guest on this show back in episode 326, put out a new album this year called The Single Edits, featuring, as the name implies, single versions of some of his best work over recent years. And boy, is it a good introduction to Ben's work. Anyway, from that album, this is Great Divide.
Thank you.
Great Divide, the single version, from Ben Craven's latest compilation album called The Single Edits. Well, long-time listeners know that that music means it's time to turn the proceedings over to our friend from Oxford, the Doctor, Rob Fisher, for another great edition of Progressive Discoveries. This week, Rob's looking at the new album by German band Subsignal and requested a lead-in track from their first album, so we will get things going with The Sea from the album Beautiful and Monstrous.
Each other's promise, each other's guilt. Greetings from Oxford, and welcome to another edition of Progressive Discoveries. That was a track called The Sea, and it comes from an album released in 2009 called Beautiful and Monstrous. It was an album which at the time led me to fall in love with a German band called Subsignal. And for me, it really is the most wonderful showcase for the kind of restless and creative spirit which always lies at the very heart of progressive rock. There are soaring melodies which linger fondly in the memory. They're cradled in layers of the most wonderful harmonies. And these in turn are built on a bedrock of just spellbinding musical playing and technical virtuosity. And the album itself just provides its own compelling enthusiasm and energy. It also, for me, carries the unmistakable footprint of a previous band called Sieges Even. This was a project which was involved with Arno Menzies and Marcus Steffen. And as well as having the harmonies and the melodies, it was also built on the most fabulous crunching foundations, built on steely guitar-driven textures and just an uncompromising commitment to beautiful lyrics. Fast forward to today, and Subsignal have just released their new album, La Muerta. This is the fifth studio album and is, for me, a really triumphant return to the clarity of vision, character, the sheer sparkling synergy and energy that was in that original debut release. With it comes a kind of irrepressible sense of just joyous spontaneity, an outpouring of exuberance, which delights in having found a voice and a stage through which it can paint these really deeply personal and sometimes highly emotional musical vignettes. And I think what strikes you most on hearing this album are the organic progressions and the natural transitions which bind the songwriting together, the intricate compositions that help it to form a seamless musical experience. And I think that's what's so beautiful about La Muerta, is that it is a seamless musical experience. The music feels instinctive. It flows with a kind of natural dynamism and an exhilarating passion that just sweeps you along with its vibrancy and its resonances. And I think in particular on this album, Arno Menzies' vocals are just utterly bewitching. His voice is perfectly nuanced in delivering spine-tingling solos or weaving gorgeous cascading harmonies. And I think in this respect, the vocal arrangements also provide the building blocks for some of the standout highlights of this album. I think there is a playful delight in experimenting with series of contrasts. And what you hear is almost as important as what you sometimes don't hear. You have these very intense musical passages which abruptly fade away into tranquil interludes. You have these lusciously filled soundscapes which transition to silent backgrounds, which often frame a lone voice or an instrument. It's all carefully orchestrated and mesmerizing in its effectiveness. We're going to play a track from the album now. It's the second track on the album. It's the title track, and it's called La Muerta.
Thank you. dark of nightfall. Whenever time will break what doesn't bend. Whenever love gets lost in thousand fires. And whenever every breath we take is so cold. Every time we close our eyes, there's a hand upon the brow. Everywhere, anytime we cry. Renegades, bow down and say your prayer.
Giving up.
Wow, what a fabulous track. Again, you have that crescendo of sound, of melody, of technical virtuosity all coming together to create this just dynamic piece of music. And I think this in turn actually unlocks another insight into what makes this new album such a huge success. I fancy that there is a much greater prominence and a much greater importance which has been given to the role of the keyboards, both as a lead instrument, as well as the provider of the foundations on which all these contrasts are being built. Gonna play another track, and listen carefully. There's a dazzling array in the way in which the keyboards are deployed. This is track 4. It's called Every Able Hand. And this dazzling array of keyboards begins with a glorious explosion of synths, then segues to plucked harpsichord strings. But these in turn transition to very smouldering Hammond-esque backdrops. Take a listen, see what you think. Now, just as the keyboards threaten to hog the limelight, Marcus Stephan unleashes the most jaw-dropping guitar solo, precise in its staccato hitting of accentuated notes. And then he just cuts loose into a glorious riff, which sets up the keyboards to take over again. It's magnificent. And yet, in terms of the album itself, you have this intense flurry of energy, which then just seems to dissipate in a blink of an eye as they move on to track 5, which is called Teardrops Will Rise in the Source of Origins, which is a very exquisite, gentle, acoustic guitar passage framed against a slightly echoed background. Very tender, very delicate, of a very different kind of character from the rest of the music. And again, this is what for me makes La Muerta such a standout album. It's because the scale and the diversity of the tracks we are offered is just so impressive. You could take again track 8, which is called The Passage. It's a very impressive combination of power riffing segments, bookended with a very serene, rippling piano. Or again, track 3, The Bells of Lyonesse, is compelling in this kind of anthemic refrain that it unleashes, sumptuous in the powerful melodic arrangements which quickly settle in the mind. Or again, track 7, which is called Even Though the Stars Don't Shine, is playful. It's inventive. It has melancholic overtures. And then you have, at the very end of this album, a track called Some Kind of Drowning. It's track 11. And this is just a tingling, emotional duet with Marjana Semkina from the band I Am the Morning. And it's just a very forlorn solo piano carrying haunting, heartbreaking lyrics. On top of this, you have a production which is absolutely excellent. The sound is clean, it's crisp, and there's a very spacious separation in the mix that allows for the vivid articulation of each instrument. And I think the overall effect is this creation of just a simply remarkable album. It bristles with imagination. It's suffused with this reflective spirit of musical adventure and discovery. And I think after their previous album, which was called The Beacons of Somewhere, Sometime, and was released in 2015, I think this represents quite a significant evolution in the journey on which this band has embarked. And it feels very much like a welcome revitalising of the exciting, the progressive, and the always enjoyable Subsignal spirit and sound. It's a fantastic album. If you haven't had a chance, give it a listen. It's well worth your time.
So I hope you enjoyed this edition of Progressive Discoveries with our friend from Oxford, Dr. Rob Fisher. When I post this show to my website, progwatch.com, I will have links where you can find Rob's full review of La Muerta by Subsignal and more of his great work. Moving on, America's own Spock's Beard has just put out a new double CD called Noise Floor. From it, this is One So Wise. One So Wise by Spock's Beard from their new album Noise Floor. Next, it's another American band, Stratospherious, who are led by vocalist and violinist Joe Deninzon. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I hope I am. Deninzon. Anyway, from their latest album called Guilty of Innocence, this is Soul Food.
Smoke, dry desert, cactus towers, thirst.
Soul Food by Joe Denenzon or Denenzon, and Stratospherious from their 2017 release, Guilty of Innocence. And now I've got something from a band that's new to this show. They are called the Bedlam Furnaces and hail from London, UK. This is called What Goes Around.
Thank you.
what goes around by the Bedlam Furnaces. From what I've heard, they have a very interesting and eclectic sound, and I think I will be playing more of them in the future. So I hope you enjoyed this week's program. If you do enjoy the show and it has some value to you, perhaps you would consider supporting your friendly neighborhood Prog Squatch, who does incur costs to bring you this program each week. You can find out more about supporting the show at progwatch.com. There is a link right at the top of the page, the homepage that is, that will take you to my page at patreon.com. From my homepage at progwatch.com, you can also listen to or subscribe to the show, find more about artists I've featured, and maybe even follow me on social media or contact me via email with suggestions or comments. I'd love to hear from you guys, and messages like Bill Dunaway's, which I talked about at the beginning of the program, really mean a lot to me. So don't forget, that's progwatch.com, P-R-O-G-W-A-T-C-H, all one word, .com. So until next time, be good to each other, and prog on, my brothers and sisters.
To tell you, it may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.